Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Swope brings it back. Swope with Robbie. Steps into a three. Bang! Yes. Robbie Avila!
I like how Robbie just kind of ambles down. You're not paying attention to him. But he's ready, and they hit him for that trail three.
It won't be long. You'll be entertained by those voices. Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr., Billiken Hall of Famers. College basketball is coming soon as the Billikens just wrapped up Billiken Madness on Friday night at Chaffetz Arena. And joining us is the head coach of the Billikens, Josh Schertz, is back on KMOX. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Glad to have be back on. It means basketball season's around the corner.
I love that sound of the call, of the squeak of the shoes, of the crowd. It's a good time. I'll bet Billiken Madness was fun. I couldn't be there. I was emceeing a charity event for the Dravet Syndrome Foundation on Friday night. In fact, that was back-to-back charity events for me. It's that time of year. Yep. I wish I could have been in two places at once, but I heard it was fun. I heard the team put on a nice show.
Yeah, I think it was a good night. You know, ultimately, we treated it like I don't like to waste days this time of year. So we treated it like a like an inter-squad scrimmage with referees. And you know, we went up and down. We played, I think, 30 minutes, which is a good amount, and tried a lot of different lineup combinations. You know, we're still working through. We've got a deep and versatile team and trying to figure out exactly, what are our best ways to play, who plays well with who, those type of things. But it was a good night. We had a great crowd. Thought the, fans really showed out and were loud and, created a nice environment for the guys. It was a good opportunity.
Let me come out of this with that highlight there that we just heard from Robbie and start there. Nice to get out of a scrimmage and relatively healthy. Are you healthy throughout the roster after that?
Yeah, I think we're pretty healthy. I mean, we got, Cam Hudson's dinged up with a shoulder. We expect him back, maybe late this week, maybe next week, the week after, something like that. Probably the next 7 to 10 days. And then, we got a couple little things. I mean, I think, Amari Kalu are a little nicked up, but nothing significant. We're pretty full speed ahead. Knock on wood, been pretty healthy this summer and this fall. And, certainly we're going to try to take advantage of that. And hopefully I have here, we got about 5 weeks. I think tomorrow is 5 weeks from the opener. Try to keep healthy but keep getting better. Keep getting on the court and working to improve. And we got a lot of areas to grow in before we tip off against SEMO and then moving forward.
You had a great night out of Amari McCautry, I understand. He is a fun player to watch. He's got that size. I feel like he can play multiple positions.
Yeah, Amari is just, versatile, kind of a Swiss Army knife. And when he's, Amari's one of those guys when he's locked in and focused, he's really, really hard to handle. 6'6", and as physical as he is, even though he's only a sophomore, he's arguably the plays with the most physicality and force on the offensive end of any Bear team. Can get his shoulders by, attack the rim. He's really developed the ability to make good passes, find his teammates. Thought he was he's really good. He had a great night. I thought, it was one of those nights where a lot of different guys, did things that you walk out of there, whether it was Amari, Deion Brown, I think had 16 and 10, Kellen 16 and 7, Brady had 5 threes and 19. So you have a lot of guys that, and really the guys who have been probably our leading scorers, Trey and Robbie, didn't have big nights. So it just shows the depth of the team. And that's something that, I think, we've seen throughout the summer and the fall here is, we have a lot of really good players and we have a lot of ways to play, and that's going to make it, it's a really good problem to have, but it's certainly challenging for us.
Yeah, Billiken fans who follow you on a daily basis know those names, Deion Brown, Brady Dunlap, the names that you've been mentioning, but they are newcomers, so let's break them down a little bit. Brady is from St. John's. He is a shooter. Well, how many did he knock down? He had five, I hear?
Yeah, I think he was 5 for 8 from three at 19 points, and is a guy, 6'7", 6'8", great size in the perimeter, can really stroke the basketball. High IQ, knows how to play, terrific passer, elite shooter, somebody we expect to, he's playing 17 minutes a game at St. John's before for the first 10 games, went down with an injury, 10 games in, got a red shirt year for last year. But he's a guy that has a chance to have a really big year for us. We think a lot of Brady. He's a high IQ player, brings that on both ends of the floor, and has an elite skill in terms of shooting and understands who he is.
Deion Brown, I hear, is basically the leader. He's the one who gathers everybody and does everything to win a game for you.
Yeah, Deion's unique. He reminds me, last year's team, we didn't necessarily have that one guy that brought, that competitive fire. We had a lot of competitive guys, don't get me wrong. Robbie's uber competitive, Gibson, Jimerson, Isaiah Swope. But there wasn't a guy who just, lit a fire every single day. We didn't have that Draymond Green, that Jimmy Butler that a lot of good teams have. Indiana State, that was Xavier Bledson for us. I think Deion's in that same mold in terms of, how competitive he is. He's not an analytic player. It's hard to quantify what he does. But every time he's out there, he touches winning. We chart going back to June, offensive and defensive efficiency, plus minus ratings, points per shot, stuff that fans don't care about. But he ranks towards the top when you look at his ability, how we play when he's on the court, his impact, and how the team plays. And off the court, he's a guy that has a dramatic impact. And that night, 16 points, 10 rebounds, gets it done. He's very unorthodox, but can really defend, really competes, brings a competitive motor and fire. You need to walk into places like Dayton, like VCU, and win games. You got to have guys that have that. And he brings a toughness and a physicality that this team really needed.
And when you go to places like that, we always joke in basketball circles, who's the first guy off the bus? That guy's Paul Otieno. That guy's put together. Yeah. And you get it. You make him the first guy to set foot in the opposing arena. And you always have to watch for him, don't you? Because he can throw one down, and he's very productive on the boards.
Really is. Paul's great. I wish we could clone him and coach about 25 of those guys. He's an unbelievable player, great young man, completely committed to winning, invests in it, does a lot of things that, the visible stuff the fans will notice, and then he does a lot of invisible things that probably, go unnoticed by most. Just his ability to rim run and put pressure on the rim and how that opens the floor up for guys like, our guys who get downhill, guys like Quentin and Kellen and Amari and Trey Green and, Deion Brown. We got a lot of guys who can really drive the basketball. His speed is something that opens up, lanes for our guys. He does a great job on the glass, as you said. Another guy that, brings a level of physicality and toughness that we were lacking last year. I mean, look, there's no other way around it. We had to get more physical. We had to get more athletic. We feel like we did, but he's a big part of that. He's a guy that I expect to have he's different than Robbie, but he can play with Robbie. His ability to guard in the perimeter. He can play as a standalone five, without Robbie. You can switch him. He's blocked shots. Does a lot to touch the game and impact winning on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, he takes a little off the shoulders, although he'll be aggressive. Kalu Anya, who did a lot of that banging around inside. Boy, is it nice to have Otieno in there. And then another newcomer is Ishan Sharma, who is basically, he's bombs away too. I mean, you got some shooters.
Yeah, I think, I'd put, Ishan, Brady, and Trey Green in that, elite category of shooters. I think all three of those guys would be there. We had two of them last year in Gibb and Isaiah, and Robbie certainly for his size, would be in that mix as well. But those three guys, their ability to shoot with range. Ishan's got such a quick release. He shoots off movement. Like Brady, just such a good fit for us. Knows how to play. Quick trigger. He's got good size. Brady's 6'8". Ish is 6'6". But they understand how to play. High IQ, cerebral, understand who they are, do what they do well, have the ability to make the right decisions. They're good decision makers with the ball. They don't turn the ball over. So, and defensively, they're solid, you know, individually, and they really grab.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Team concept. So Ishan's a guy we expect to have a really big year for us. And again, gives us, you know, our you know, I don't know, last year's team, obviously, we were really top heavy shooting wise, you know, when you look at the numbers, but we have a number of guys that can, you know, can do that and get ourselves to where we have, you know, close to, you know, 100, you know, I think guys that Ishan's a guy, Trey, also Brady, that'll be in that ballpark to have the ability that could make 100 threes potentially.
Case in point, you had all those threes go down and Trey did not have one and neither did Robbie. You mentioned earlier that those two had a slower day offensively. Was there any reason for that or is that just the way it fell?
Just the way it fell. They just, you know, sometimes, you know, the way that, you know, the day before Trey and Robbie were terrific. So, you know, we practiced Thursday before we played Friday and both those guys were fantastic. Rob didn't miss a shot and Trey's been our leading scorer in both the summer and the fall so far, you know, and has had some really good, you know, some really good days. Has shot it consistently in the mid 40s from three. And so I think it's just kind of the day and the way the day fell and you know, but I don't read, you know, you can't read too much. You know, obviously the fans see the one day. So, you know, it's how it goes over time and what guys do over time. But both those guys are, you know, really, really high level offensive players. Trey's got a little, they're different, but a little bit of Isaiah Swope into him, undersized, but can really, can score the ball, shoots it with range, can shoot off the dribble, you know, can facilitate and play make. But I think, you know, the difference this year for us is just the, you know, we talk about the collective, collective shooting. I think the collective ability to drive the basketball is far greater too, you know, and I think we got more guys that can play make. So it doesn't, you know, that burden last year really fell on Isaiah, Robbie to kind of carry the load in terms of playmaking, and obviously Gibb and Robbie and Isaiah had a huge burden in terms of scoring and shooting the basketball. So I think it's going to be more well distributed, and there'll be nights like that, you know, where Robbie maybe or Trey. That's the joy of having, I think, so much depth is they don't have to, like, I think maybe it was somebody pointed out, I can't remember who it was, that we had, I think, 8 or 9 guys make threes and Trey and Robbie didn't make a single one between them. So, you know, when you look at that in that scenario, to have 8 or 9 guys make threes and those two not make one, that bodes well for, like we were talking about, the collective playmaking, collective shooting that we have.
Sure does. You have a good distributor in Quentin Jones. And finally, the last person I wanted to ask you about is the one that a lot of people ask me about, is Kellen Thames. You know, that mystery of what happened last year, and you've held on to him because I think he's your type of player. What do you think about Thames?
Yeah, he's had a really, really good summer, really good fall. Another guy like Dion, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to quantify the analytics, but Kellen's plus minus is the highest on the team. You know, we talked about going in the summer, you know, trying to, as you know, we went through, we kind of ruled out scary stuff. Then it was more like, you know, this electrolyte balance and trying to figure out exactly how we had to manage, you know, what he's dealing with. And certainly, so far, so good. You know, he's been able to do everything. When he does get tired, he pulls himself out. I think this team's depth can allow him to play in bursts and be really effective in bursts and then, you know, rest when he needs to rest. But I think that'd be the case for every single player. I think with this team, we're going to have to play differently probably than I've ever played, you know, in terms of being able to pick up and pressure full court and play even faster than we have. Last year we played the slowest we played in my career, you know, in terms of offensively. This year I think we may play the fastest, and the same thing defensively, because we certainly have a group that we can cycle guys in and out without much drop off, and I think that we can probably get into the legs of our opponent. So Kellen's a big piece of that. He's terrific. You know, he does things just like last year. I mean, he's a great fit for us systematically. He's a terrific cutter. He's a great driver. Gets downhill, puts great pressure on the rim. He can offensive rebound. He's as good an athlete as there is, you know, in the league in terms of the wing position. So we missed him, you know, dearly. Really had him for four games last year, and then things kind of went off the rails there for him. But, you know, in the four games, I think you guys saw, I mean, I think he was right around 15 points and 7.5 rebounds a game, four games in. And, you know, we think he has a chance to have a major, major impact and be a big piece of this team. And I think this team, the depth and the way we're going to play will suit him very, very well.
Josh Schertz is with us. Final thing for you, Coach. You've got a non-conference that starts in the regular season in the first half of November against Southeast Missouri, Chicago State, Lindenwood, Grand Canyon, all at Chaffetz Arena. You go on the road for the Acrisure Invitational. You stay out there for Loyola Marymount for in L.A. You've got those other games, a lot of them at Chaffetz in the non-conference, five straight. And then New Year's Eve. How about that to open the A-10 schedule? New Year's Eve against St. Joseph's at Chaffetz Arena. And off you go. VCU, your second A-10 game on the road. You'll get after it right away.
Yeah, no, the schedule sets up nicely. We have some really good games at home, I think underratedly good. Obviously, you know, 10 of our 13 non-conference games are here. Start with five at home. We'll play SEMO, who's picked to win the Ohio Valley. We get Chicago State, Lindenwood, Grand Canyon, you know, be a top 75 and NCAA tournament team for the last 5 years. IPFW, who will be picked to win the Horizon. They come in November 21st, and as you said, head out to California, get two great neutral games, MTE, Santa Clara, and either Minnesota, Stanford, stay out there for LMU, and then come back home in Central Michigan. We got San Francisco, which will be a really good team, I think, you know, an NCAA tournament team as well. You know, so a lot of challenges, and then, as you said, right in the league play, December 31st, home New Year's Eve game. I think it'll be an afternoon game against St. Joe's. Be a great way to start A-10 play. And then, as you said, right into it. We get a bye right after that, and then at VCU, at LaSalle. So we'll be thrown right in the fire. But that's the way it is. The A-10, you know, every game is incredibly challenging. It's going to the league once. I was, you know, really, really impressed with, you know, how good it is, how talented it is, how deep it is. Every night, you know, is it incredible. The parity actually hurts us in come NCAA tournament time, but inside the league, it's a gauntlet, and you got to be on your best to have a chance to win every single night. And so I know our guys are excited, and hopefully our fans are excited to get to see us. You know, 10 non-conference games at home, the 9 conference games, so 19 games inside of shape. It should be a really fun team, and hope to get our fans out and rolling starting on November 3rd against SEMO.
We can't wait to have Rammer and Earl on the call here on KMOX. I'll be back on the TV side this year, and if you want to be caught up with Josh Schertz, we'll be trying to get him as often as we can on these Sundays at 10:30 in the morning. Coach, thanks so much for the visit. Great info today.
Appreciate you always, Tom. Look forward to seeing you soon. And, appreciate it. We'll see you here in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir. There is Josh Schertz, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens on KMOX. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and get into some Blues hockey from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.